Today, we're wrapping up our July adventure. Did you join me? We took a journey to discover ways we find in Scripture to be refreshed, filled up, renewed, and find rest this summer. If you missed some, simply visit lifeword.org and you can find them all. But I will give you a quick summary. We discovered in Psalm 19:7 that we are refreshed when we spend time in the Word. The law of the Lord is perfect and refreshing. We learned in Psalm 23 that following the shepherd brings me rest. He leads me beside quiet waters, refreshes my soul, guides me along right paths, and makes me lie down. We took time to give thanks for the shower of blessings God brings in our life. Psalm 68:9 reminds us to recognize God's goodness, and with a thankful heart, we are refreshed. We learned you can't outgive God. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Proverbs 11:25. Pouring out of your heart, giving of your time, and investing in those around you not only fills them up, it will bless you, and you will be refreshed. We discovered from Jeremiah 31:25, when our hearts are turned to God, His faithfulness refreshes and satisfies our soul. In Acts 3:19, we realized if we're going the wrong way, we need to turn around. Repentance leads to new seasons of refreshing. Then we went back to the garden to discover where twisted truth began and learned in Psalm 94:19, all the anxious and fearful thoughts of our mind can be washed away and we can find comfort and hope once again in the arms of Jesus. That leads us to today. So what is one more way we can be refreshed this hot summer and find rest for our weary soul without any travel? Well, ironically, I'm using the words of a man who went on many journeys, but they were far from vacations. He was on a very specific mission. Romans 15:31-32. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there, so that I may come to you with joy by God's will, and in your company be refreshed. The Apostle Paul knew what it meant to be worn out and weary. Most Bible scholars believe Paul traveled over 10,000 miles by foot. Do a search for Paul's missionary journeys and you'll see. If anyone needed ways to be refreshed, find rest, and be encouraged to press on for the Lord, it was Paul. He was tired, persecuted, shipwrecked, dragged out of the city, beaten, and imprisoned numerous times. But you know what made the difference in his heart as he traveled and established churches spreading the gospel? His friends, community. As he traveled, God met him all along the way through men and women who prayed for him, encouraged him, and welcomed him into their homes. This gave him joy, and he knew when he spent time with his brothers and sisters in Christ, in their company, he would be refreshed. We need each other to share burdens, pray for one another, belly laugh together, celebrate together, and live life on mission together. As we do, we are refreshed. That's the truth. God knows the places in your heart that are weary. Be still and know God. Discover and apply His truth to your life. As you do, you'll find your way back to the garden. It's full of peace. You will be refreshed and your heart will find rest. God bless you on your journey. I'm Lori Klein.